USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there'll be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." 3 members voted against the quarter point cut, 2 wanted rates to stay the same, and 1 wanted a bigger reduction. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune reacts to the news.
I prefer to let them do their job and us to do ours. And we're going to be focusing on things that we can do to continue the economic growth, one of which would be to pass some trade policies, including the USMCA.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
President Trump makes a stop in San Diego on his West Coast trip to check out a border barrier.
This has been a very exciting project, as you know. For many years, people have wanted the proper wall, and we have a wall that the likes of which very few places have ever seen.
Senate Democrats filibuster against a variety of spending bills. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says money came out of other programs to fund the wall.
The Republicans decided, without consulting any Democrat, to divert funds from medical research, opioid treatment, and our military, and their families, so that they could appease the president's wish to spend up to $12 billion extra for a border wall.
Missouri Republican Roy Blunt says a compromise from this past summer covers programs that were wanted by the Democrats.
New suicide initiative, it increases early childhood care and education programs. There's new mental health workforce programs involved here. We invest in homeless youth education.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he still thinks Iran was behind an attack on Saudi oil facilities last Saturday.
It hasn't changed very much. I think my thinking pretty much remains the same, and we haven't learned much that we didn't know.
The president has also announced more sanctions on Iran.
We'll see what happens. I think we have a lot of good capital. If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Saudi Arabia says the attack by multiple drones and cruise missiles came from the north. Its military also displaying drone and missile wreckage from the attack, saying it came from Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia for meetings on the attack. He says Iran was behind it. Iran is denying the allegations. America's oldest living former president is suggesting an age cutoff for any White House candidates. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
94-year-old former President Jimmy Carter spoke about it during his annual address at the Carter Center in Atlanta. He didn't mention anyone by name, but said that he'd like to see an age limit on presidential candidates.
If I were just 80 years old, if I was 50 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Two Democratic hopefuls, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are both in their late 70s. President Trump is 73. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.